Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. Today is a special episode of Orbital because this is episode number 100. Yes, somehow we've managed to hit a century of Orbital episodes. Thank you so much for staying with us all this while. And on this special episode, we are going to be talking about a slightly special phone, which is the Nokia 3310 4G. So the Nokia 3310 is a feature phone from, obviously, Nokia. And that is in the news, as everyone most probably knows, because a company called HMD Global has brought it back into the market after a 10-year gap. Now, when this phone was first launched, it was very well known for its durability and for being reasonably affordable and one of the first phones to come into the market. And at that time, obviously, the phone didn't have internet. But now the 3310, which was launched in India first, had internet. And now we have a 3310 variant with 4G, which has been launched in China. So to talk about this phone and its possible impact on the Indian market and to speculate about its India launch, we have our Hindi editor, that's Sandeep Kumar Sinha, with us.
Hi everyone, and congratulations to the Orbital team for completing a century.
Yeah,
at least we're almost like Virat Kohli these days, man. No one believes us and we keep on making centuries.
Yeah, so that's a reference for cricket fans among us. Yeah, as well. So the first thing that we can tell you about this phone is that it's obviously a 4G variant of the 3310, which was launched earlier by SMD Global in India. So that phone only had 2G internet. And that was one of the things that we found lacking in that phone, apart from the fact that, you know, it did not have WhatsApp. So this 4G variant, now it comes with something called a YunOS in China. So that's a variant of Android, like it's a forked version of Android built by this company called Alibaba, which is China's Amazon in a lot of ways. So this obviously opens up the possibility of bringing in apps such as WhatsApp to it, since it is a forked version of Android that's running on this 4G phone. So Sandeep, what do you think? Like, this phone, like, do you think it will be launched in India anytime soon? And, you know, will it be relevant to the Indian market?
Yes, I really think so, because for HMD Global, the whole idea had been that just to that encash on that nostalgia factor that everyone loved that Nokia 3310, and HMD Global had to come back into the market and make a big bang entry. So they chose this product, Nokia 3310, to enter the different markets. Actually, they launched Nokia 6 prior to Nokia 3310. However, during MWC last year, they used Nokia 3310 as the comeback product. So what they actually, while the launch last year when this was launched, Nokia 3310, every user, the most of the even the in technology world as well, the criticism was about that this phone is not fit for right now, not for any, just this is just for emerging markets where only 2G network works. Look at other markets, they have almost 4G technology and everything. And now when for HMD Global China, I believe that China is the eye candy for HMD Global. Look at the products being launched in China and look at the products being launched in other market, like Nokia 7, Nokia 6, 2018. Every other product has gone first to the China market. So this time again, they decided to bring in Nokia 3310 4G variant to the China market, not to other market like India and anything else. However, India has been on their priority list. In Hindi, we call it nazar, but dekha tak nahi hamari taraf. They did not look at this market. It's not like that. So there is every possible chance that this phone, Nokia 3310 4G variant, will be coming to India and very soon. Because problem with the Nokia is that it has to compete with companies like Xiaomi, Oppo, Vivo, Samsung. These brands have been launching phones. There are almost 2 to 3 phones every quarter from a particular company, from Xiaomi or. So Nokia has to keep up. Nokia, or call it HMD Global, has to keep up with the pace. So what they're doing is there are smartphones. However, they're looking at the markets which does not, at the users who are right now not a smartphone user, who still believe that phones are just for phone calls. They love to use feature phones just to make phone calls or some basic internet activity. So there is every possible chance that Nokia 3310 4G variant is likely to come to India very soon.
Yeah, and also we've been speaking about the Reliance Jio effect on the Indian market. So think about it, like now that this phone has 4G, it easily becomes a target for, you know, people who have just experienced 4G for the first time, thanks to Reliance Jio and then the likes of Airtel and Vodafone following up. And, you know, this becomes a like easy target for them, right? Like if they've first seen internet connectivity. So also there was this study, right, which said that 4G, like basic 4G phones, 4G feature phones are going to take off in India. So I think that, you know, there is some truth to that. Like it's not just that Jio phone was just, you know, like an exception. I think the Jio phone was a pretty calculated risk from Reliance, and they knew that this would reach a lot of people. But then again, like, you know, with 4G becoming more and more widespread, like people would want a phone, like a basic phone with 4G as well, even in India, even though there is, you know, competition from Android, etc. But the big thing is, as you said, like if 2G networks go away entirely, then what remains in the market? 3G and 4G, right? And 4G has some obvious advantages as well, because it has better battery life thanks to more optimization on the chip level. And it also gives you much faster internet speeds. So now that this phone, I think the original Nokia 3310 did not have any internet, but then the revamped version, which HMD Global brought into India, that was not running a forked version of Android, if I'm not mistaken.
That was that Nokia OS, I think it had OS 30 and something. I exactly don't remember the version. Nokia S30 plus, something like that. Nowhere near to the Android or some different OS like KaiOS, which JioPhone had embedded in their product. So this time around, they have been very smart. They chose a product which is suited to the market.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what? If they bring this Nokia 3310 4G to India, I think it will run a different OS than what it has been released in China. This UnOS, I think it probably will not run that version of Android. It could use a different version maybe. But, you know, I could be entirely wrong about this. I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, but I don't think so. They cannot experiment. See, it won't be cost feasible. Look at this. Now, right now, they made a product. The whole research, money, time has gone into developing a OS for that particular product. I don't think so. They will be investing too much into OS right now, because it won't be a cost effective product. Now, if Nokia 3310 is a 3,000 rupees product in Indian market, then in that case, I don't think so that Nokia 3310 4G variant will be priced much higher. I don't see any reason for it. If they do price it higher, the sales number are not going to be very great. Let us be frank about it, because I have hardly seen any Nokia 3310 in market.
Same here. Even with the 3310, like it was at 3,310 rupees. I mean, it was a marketing gimmick as well, the pricing strategy, but all of us felt that it's a bit too high for a feature phone with 2G internet. I mean, who in their right mind is going to spend like this much money on a feature phone, like when, you know, you're actually reaching entry level people? So by that standard, I think JioPhone has done quite well in like targeting that price point, right? JioPhone is available for 1500 rupees.
So look at that number, and that is where Nokia problem lies and the challenges lies for Nokia, that they have to not compete with the entry level smartphones. They have to compete with a Jio smart feature phone, because it's offering too much, matlab, for any user to believe at the price of 1500 rupees. It's offering too much.
Yeah, exactly. So the only major problem with the Jio phone is that it does not have WhatsApp. And you know, last we heard there were some rumors about like WhatsApp considering a version for JioPhone, but as of now, nothing has really come out of it. And the same problem is with Nokia as well, right? With Nokia 3310, there is no WhatsApp, and that immediately makes it useless for most people in India, because WhatsApp, I think India is probably WhatsApp's largest market in the world, and everybody who comes online uses WhatsApp. So many businesses use WhatsApp to reach their customers. So pretty much everybody who's on the internet is on WhatsApp in India, with certain exceptions. So if the Nokia 3310 4G is shipping with a forked version of Android, it would be much easier for WhatsApp to, you know, bring support for the app on this phone than, you know, any other phone running a custom OS.
It's because Jio phone had been finding it. They do say that we have a research and development team, and we have kept our OS system open for developers so that they can develop certain apps for our smart feature phone. But we haven't seen any useful innovation in that regard. We haven't seen right now. It's almost an year for Jio phone, almost an year, and WhatsApp support did not come to that product. So the story is going to be similar for the Nokia 3310 4G variant as well. They will also not find it very easy. But that Yone OS is forked version of Android, so it might be a little bit easier for this phone to get WhatsApp.
Yeah, and you know what? So, you could probably just download WhatsApp's APKs and maybe run it on this phone, even though it will not be, you know, it will not look very good because the fonts and all will be really small. But if it's running a forked version of Android, people could easily just sideload it on these phones.
I just wanted to say something. I just remember that OS, that's S30 Plus for Nokia, older, not 3310.
Yeah. So it says it's basically Series 30 OS, who used to be there in the in earlier Nokia phones before the feature HMD phones. Global takeover happened.
Yeah.
But you know, the Series 30 Plus is obviously a play on that only. Like it's you know, just the same but a bit more. So. I mean, let's see if WhatsApp comes to this, then obviously this phone's fate will be, you know, much better than the 3310, which I guess was a moderate success in India, not really a big success. But the
to be frank, HMD Global as a company has been very secret about sales number. They do claim that the market is very good for us, and we have. We are doing very well. Many products are selling in good numbers, but we actually don't know the numbers for Indian market. What are the numbers? Because off the record, we do talk about these things, that we hardly see anyone using Nokia phones.
But anecdotes are not data, right?
Maybe, but still, look, how we realize that Oppo and Vivo has a good capture of the market, because we see those phones in the hands of users. So somewhere, but it's not actual data, but it just gives out an indication of what's the impact of product in the market.
True, but it could also be possible that the 3310 is being used in places where we don't really hang out, because I think both of us live in cities. So, you know, maybe it's spread in other areas outside of the main metro cities. We never know. But, you know, like just off the top of my head, I can say that, okay, I have not seen a single Nokia 3310 being used by anybody anywhere. So it always doesn't really reflect well on a phone's sales. But then again, like I have not seen anybody using a Jio phone either. And we do know that lots of people are getting those.
Maybe in our circles.
People are not really using it, but then, you know, this is targeted at people who are coming online for the first time, and I don't think I know anybody who's, you know, still living offline either. Like even grandparents from people from that generation are online in my circle, but that's not the case in many places in India. So yeah, so beyond this, Nokia 3310 4G has another interesting feature, something that the Jio phone does not have. It is a Wi-Fi hotspot. So you could plonk in maybe a Jio SIM if it is supported in this phone whenever it releases in India, and then you could use it as a Wi-Fi hotspot. So that is a pretty appealing concept for a lot of people, isn't it?
Okay, just appealing concept, I really don't think so, because look, if you're looking for a Wi-Fi hotspot product, so you can buy that Jio 4G Wi-Fi device, 4G hotspot device. That will cost you around $1,000. That's it. And you can connect almost 10 devices with it. But whereas it cannot be a primary product for Wi-Fi hotspot. Let's be frank about this. Why will someone invest 4,000 to 5,000 rupees in a feature phone just to get that Wi-Fi hotspot feature? Yes, this can work out as a secondary option. Like these days, last time around when we met on Orbital, I did say that Jio data will cost a little bit more in coming years. Now I realize it has gone cheaper. Now data is much cheap than earlier what we talked about. So yes, Wi-Fi did. Now everyone wants to use those data. I mean, literally we cannot use 2 to 3 GB data every day.
Yeah, and
until unless we don't download any everything.
Yeah.
In that case, Wi-Fi hotspot becomes a good feature.
Yeah, so I'll also opportunity to put in a shameless plug for our Hindi video show called Tech Aapki Zuban Mein. I'll put a link to that show in the show notes, and there also we made the same thing, Sandeep. I think you and Ravi were discussing that, mobile data rates are going to increase, but then Jio countered that with a 50% more data offer at the same price.
It did happen.
Yeah. So this 3310 4G, it could have a big impact for like multiple reasons. One is that it has 4G, obviously. Then it also has an expandable storage via micro SD card up to 64 GB. So that means that, you know, everywhere I go, I've seen people watching a lot of videos on mobile. So if you want to store a bunch of videos offline, this could actually be a pretty good option. And every time I've taken outstation trips, I've seen people using, their tiny screens, phones with tiny screens as well to watch videos. So as long as, their favorite music videos and movies are available to watch, they will use pretty much any screen to watch it. That is, because your best computer or your best device is the one that is with you at all times, right? And
it can always work as a secondary device. You once should have a feature phone as a secondary device. I always feel this.
Yeah.
Because you never know with the battery, you never know with other things.
Yeah, and this phone, the battery life, it said that it can deliver up to 5 hours of talk time on a 4G Volte network. Yeah, and 16 hours of music playback.
So that needs to be
playback.
Tested in... Because that's a company's claim, so that needs to be tested once it arrives in the Indian market. We don't know for actual what performance is going to be, what performance it's going to give. That's the problem.
Yeah, so we'll find out. So right now, what we know is that it's highly likely that Nokia will use the Mobile World Congress platform to announce this phone for the global market. The way Nokia operates is they usually, since... Right now, HMD Global is based in Finland. They announce the Europe price first, and then we find out the India price of the phone.
We can expect it to. I should be hopeful that they will launch this product by March or April in this country.
Yeah, I think because it may happen even sooner
for
than
long.
That.
I don't think so.
I think it may come even before March and April. But Sandeep, Mobile World Congress is happening. I think it's beginning in the last week of February. So we will find out more about this phone at that time, sure. But what I feel very strongly is that the pricing will determine whether this phone is a success or not. If this phone costs even 500 rupees more than the 3310, the original one, I think it's dead on arrival. I don't think it'll work at all. If it's at a price point of 3310, then I think it's a great price for this phone and lots of people will look to buy it. But, if it goes above that, then I don't think it's going to succeed.
Pricing is the premium thing in this market, at least in Indian market. It's the price which decides the sales number.
Yeah. And, think about it. Now, this Xiaomi Redmi 5A, it was available, its official prices say 6,000 rupees. And the first some 1 million units or something, they were giving away for 4,999. Yes. Then we saw that offline via Big Bazaar, you could get those phones for 4,000 rupees.
4,000 rupees, using some cards and cashback offers.
Yeah.
So it's the story, that is where challenges lies for these companies.
Yeah.
And especially for HMD Global, they have to bring back that. You cannot harp about loyalty again and again every year.
Yeah.
There are loyal Nokia fans which will come back to our products and everything. It cannot be like that. After all, your product product has to be a cost-effective product. It has to be a usable product. More importantly, user should find it interesting for their purposes, their users' purposes. So that's where the challenges lies for Nokia or HMD Global.
Yeah, exactly.
And
the pricing... is going to determine a lot of that, right? Like, because if you sell this phone at 4,000 rupees, then you look at it like somebody who can fork out 4,000 rupees for this kind of a feature phone. I think, they can easily afford to wait for a bit longer and get a 10R D or a Redmi 5A at 5,000 rupees It's, you know, it's not like there are no Android phones at the 5,000 rupee price point. In fact, I think the 5,000 rupee price point is like a very good entry point now, unlike before when earlier, you know, 2-3 years ago, if you bought an Android phone for 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000, you were guaranteed a really bad experience overall. But that's not the case anymore.
It still does have, if you buy certain phones from certain in-house manufacturers, so we will not name anyone. So there are some products which are not up to the mark, even they cost you around 5,000 to 6,000.
Yes, but there are also very good options now in the market at that price point.
There are good options. Like there are multiple options. That's the most important thing. There are options from Chinese companies as well. So now we find this price segment very interesting for every user. So they have like competition. It's about competitive market. Earlier the competition used to be in a different price segment. Now competition has come down to this 5,000 to 6,000 price bracket. So now we find very interesting products coming up every quarter or every month.
Yeah, as always, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. And be sure that we'll be back with another episode of Orbital next week. And you can also check out our iTunes channel. You can just go there and subscribe, and you can rate us. Your ratings, your reviews, your subscriptions, they help us a lot. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, do write to us at podcast@gadgets360.com. Thank you so much for listening.